Ladies and gentlemen, jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in Northwest Pennsylvania. Broadcast live each and every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network, also on BTR, that's Blog Talk Radio, and of course, YouTube Live. Just do us a favor. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, please. Do that. It doesn't matter if you regularly listen to us via Global Star or Blog Talk Radio. It matters not. The subscriptions help us. It elevates us in search results. It doesn't push us into the bin of obscurity or censorship as it is. Also, visit our websites, HagmanReport.com, Hagman and Hagman.com for the video. And ResurrectingHomelandSecurityUS.com for purely investigative reasons. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Thank you so much for your belief and your trust in us. I'd encourage everyone out there, please support our sponsors. That includes HealthMasters.com. HealthMasters.com. And all of our sponsors. Portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Whole Tones. It's WholeTonesLive.com. Let me say it one more time. WholeTonesLive.com. You heard Michael Turrell on the other night. What a fantastic
interview. And if you missed it, he was on Wednesday in the third hour.
Yeah.
And he's been a sponsor of ours before. And we have a lot of audience members who have used Whole Tones and have nothing but good things to say.
Let me tell you something. A bottle of multiple Ultimate Multiples from Health Masters, some Whole Tones on the 8-track in stereo. Little Jackson Brown reference there. Never mind. No, some Whole Tones DVDs. Ultimate Multiples and Vitamin B and some Purple Sticks from Health Masters, and you're good to go.
I got a Purple Stick right now.
All right. There we go.
And we have Dr. Ted. Dr. Ted Brewer is a radio show host here on Global Star Radio Network. His website is healthmasters.com. And for Ted's show, you can hear it right here on Global Star Radio Network right after our show. And he also has the 24-hour listen line on his website. And we're going to be talking about a number of issues tonight. Ted, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Doug. Good to have you. You tell him the host. I was interviewing you for my show, guys. Sorry. Good to be back with you both. In fact, I need to get you back on my show. And it's so nice to be with you and just be able to help your audience. And tonight we're going to talk about detoxification for the first few minutes. And I'm going to explain to you why in just a few moments, because the globalists are on a full-blown, let's see how many people we can kill on the planet as quickly as possible with what they're doing with the chemtrails, with the GMO foods, with the statin drugs, and this list goes on and on with the immunizations, all of it. And so we're going to talk about detoxing the liver real quick. And if you occasionally have alcohol to drink, or if you drink alcohol on a regular basis, you need to really pay attention on this one, because this is a big deal, because a lot of people are having liver damage and liver problems. And when you start having liver problems, as you'll soon find out, it creates problems with everything in your body and your ability to produce proteins and your body's ability to reheal itself and for your body's immune system to work properly. The liver is a really, really important organ. It contains both a hepatic artery flow, and it also contains a portal vein. It's supplied both with a venous flow and an arterial flow. For you guys who don't know what that means the heart kind of pumps blood directly from it or to it. And also with the venous flow, there's a big bunch of veins around your digestive tract which pump this directly into the liver for the liver to start manufacturing amino acids and proteins and sugars and all kinds of other things that it does for the body. Then also it produces bile for the stomach to neutralize the acidity coming out of the stomach and to digest fats. And that's stored in the gallbladder, goes into the common bile duct, and basically is essential for proper digestion of nutrients, especially fat-soluble nutrients, and the liver is kind of like a manufacturing center for the body that has to be maintained. And the problem is, because of all the poisons and all the chemicals and all the stuff they're putting into our diet, Joe and Doug, a lot of people are having a lot of liver problems. It also has a lot of problems when you try to put alcohol through it on a regular basis. When you put Tylenol in it ever, it has problems. And when you use statin drugs, it can promote liver failure. So if you're doing any of these things, smoking, drinking, eating junk food, putting poisons in your body, eating GMO foods, any of this stuff, you need to realize how dangerous that is for your liver. And you know, and ladies, you need to listen to me just a second, please. It's much, much more dangerous for women to drink alcohol than it is for men. Men can process alcohol much more efficiently through their livers than women can, and just an occasional drink with a woman can actually massively increase the risks of liver damage, especially if you're doing it every single day. So ladies, be really, really careful with alcohol. Men, be careful with alcohol. Be careful with cigarettes and all of these junk foods, because if you don't, your liver is going to pay the price. In fact, right now with Health Masters on the show tonight, I want to cover that first because I've got so much health information to cover. We have our Health Masters Liver Support, which is a product that is specifically designed to help rebuild the liver. The liver has two lobes, and actually if you cut out a big chunk of the liver, it'll grow back. The liver will self-heal. It's the only organ in the body that's so important that God gave it the ability to regenerate. And then we have another product called GHI Cleanse. I wish we were on Skype tonight. I'll show it to you. And this is specifically designed. G stands for the gastrointestinal system. H is for the hepatic system, which is for the liver. And I is for inflammation. And these two products kind of do a knockout punch on all of these toxins that you're putting into your body on a regular basis, even invariably, even indirectly, because you're not even trying to, just from the stuff that we're breathing. And it's so important. And there's a coupon code on that, Doug. It's going to be Doug10. It's 10% off on either one of these products. Doug10 for the listeners tonight. But I wanted to share that with you first because I've been doing a bunch of research on the liver today. And I knew a lot about the liver because, gosh, I took it in physiology. I learned what it did. But, you know, it's interesting to me because now you can go online and you can watch how the liver functions on YouTube, and they actually have very good interactive graphs that work that can show you how it works and why it's so critically important. And when we were in college 40 years ago, we didn't have that. We had textbook photographs. The guys would draw stuff out on the board, or they'd have an anatomy chart, and that's what we used to always use. So it's very easy to learn what anatomy can do and how it works now if you're interested in the liver. But guys, listen to me. It's so important because without the liver, you can't stabilize your blood sugar. You can't have a healthy immune system. And when you take cholesterol-lowering drugs, it directly affects the liver because the majority of the cholesterol that is made by the body is made by the liver, and the cholesterol is very important as a lubricant in the blood to keep the blood flowing properly. This whole thing with the LDL cholesterol and the HDL cholesterol and all that nonsense about what's causing artery disease is simply not true in most cases unless you have really excessively high levels of cholesterol. And studies have now proven that the lower your levels of cholesterols go, especially when they go under 200, the higher the risks you have of coming down with cancer. And the lower you go, it gets higher and higher to the point of coming down with cancer. So guys, it's important to keep a good, healthy cholesterol. Check with your doctor. I personally believe between 200 and 250 is a good, healthy one, even 250 to 300, but you can correct that through diet. Over 300, you need to take a good close look at it and start changing your diet and your lifestyle. But guys, be really, really careful letting your cholesterol go under 200 because you can't produce sufficient quantities of fat to be utilized by the liver. You can't produce enough testosterone in your body. So it's a big, big problem with guys who lower their cholesterol underneath 200. What do you guys think, Joe?
We got testosterone just coursing through our veins right now.
Yeah, I've been taking the cortisol buster for at least 3 weeks, and I've adjusted my diet. I'm trying to intake much less calories, and you know, working out, trying to walk and do more weightlifting and whatnot. And I do feel better already, and we'll see if you know what results we get.
Well, yeah, he's been doing that, and that's good. But let me ask you this about this detoxification. Are we talking about people who are drinking? Let's say we got people who are long-time drinkers, long-time drug takers, whatever. Or is this?
I think it's a system. I don't know if he's talking about the drugs, but I think it's a health detoxification for your.
Is this? Yeah, this isn't.
You have all kinds of liver disease. You have cirrhosis of the liver. You have hepatic liver disease. I mean, you have drug induced liver disease. You have alcohol induced liver disease. All of these things are bad because the liver is such an important organ. I mean, good Lord. I mean, if you don't have your liver working right, you're just not going to be healthy. You're not going to have any energy. You're going to get jaundice. You're going to start getting spots on your hands. You're going to start getting spots on your face. That's why they're called liver spots, because the liver simply can't detoxify your system the way it needs to. I know when I started taking the liver support, I was getting a few of these little spots on my hands. You know, I'm 61 years old, so I'll be covered in these spots, right? And I don't have any anymore. And I was getting them on my hands, and I started using the liver support. And I'm telling you guys, within a few weeks, those spots, we call them age spots, liver spots, whatever you want to call them, completely disappeared. I don't have any anymore. So that liver support product is amazing. It's like $30 on sale for like 10% off. So it's like $25, $26 for the liver support. I mean, it's a great product to try. And as always with any of my products, when we're on the Hagman Show, if you guys try it for a month and you say, well, my spots haven't disappeared or they're not gone, just send it back. You know, we'll refund your money. That's all I can do with you guys. I mean, all I know is what it did for me. And we have the same type of testimonials from so many different people as far as what it's done to their liver spots on their hands. I had a couple spots on my face from all the sun that I used to get, sunspots, liver spots, whatever you want to call them. They're fading out. They're almost completely gone now when I started using the liver support. So it's a really good product. And, of course, the GHI Cleanse, that's a pea rice protein isolate again. It's a phenomenal product. It's got probably over 50 nutrients in it. And it's one of the best things you can do for inflammation. We're going to talk about autoimmune diseases tonight too, like rheumatoid arthritis and Hashimoto's. We got a whole bunch of different things we're going to talk about tonight. It's going to be a really interesting show. And then at 8 o'clock, Sharon's coming on and she's going to talk about the top 10, actually the 12 dirty dozen additives and foods that you never put in your body. And she's going to talk to you about how you keep a clean liver and have beautiful skin. So you guys are going to love the show. She'll be on for about 30 minutes at the top of the hour, next hour, and have a blast. You guys, we have so many emails and call-ins and questions at the office when Sharon's on. It's amazing. You know, people love Sharon because she's real. She's very easy to talk to, and I've been married to her 33 years, and she practices what she preaches. I remember a few years ago, it wasn't a few years ago, gosh, anymore, it's been 20 years ago, we were up in Portland, Maine. And I remember I was working for a company that was booking talk shows for me. They were called Talk America at that time. They're since long gone, unless they've been reorganized under another name or somebody else picked up that banner. But this is back in the 90s. And I'll never forget this. We flew up there to see these guys. And they took us to a restaurant for lunch. And it was a seafood restaurant. And they had, their specialty was like clam chowder with all these different seafoods and shellfish in it. And I remember they wanted me to use it and to eat this food. And I told them, I said, I don't eat shellfish. And they said, oh, you're kidding, aren't you? And I said, no, I'm not. I said, you know I talk about the top 10 foods never to eat. You know I don't eat shellfish. Or you know I tell people not to eat shellfish. They said, well, we didn't know if you really practice that or not. I said, of course I practice that. I'm not a hypocrite. Now, I'm going to tell somebody to do something. I'm not going to, you know, not to do it. I'm not going to do it. And so this is funny, Doug and Joe. You guys are going to love this. So in the middle of the lunch, I had to get up and go to the bathroom. When I went to go to the bathroom, they shoved like a bowl of this soup in front of Sharon and said, you got to try this, Sharon. You got to try it. Ted's gone now. You can try this clam chowder. And she looked at them and she goes, are you kidding me? I don't eat shellfish. She goes, we don't eat shellfish. And they said, but it's okay. Ted's gone now. You can go ahead and try it. She goes, you don't understand. I actually eat cleaner than Ted does. And she did. And she still does. I'm pretty clean out too, though. But back then, I would be so careful. I would never eat pork. I'd never eat shellfish. But every once in a while, I'd eat something I probably shouldn't eat, probably something a little too sweet. But she didn't do that. She's very, very clean on her diet. That's why, good Lord, she's 60 years old and she looks like she's 40. So it's amazing to me that she has the energy that she has, that we both have such good energy. And it's because of the liver. You've got to keep that liver clean. And also our Aqua Trace is on sale right now too. That's that trace mineral supplement. Sharon uses that every single day. And I use it also, but not every single day. And we put it in our water to make sure we get trace minerals back in the water again. But Sharon loves that stuff. She uses it every single day. So, you know, people have got to know Doug and Joe, that we practice what we preach. And Joe, you remember this. You remember that time we went to the restaurant in Orlando and they couldn't give us food, either pork or shellfish, in that one restaurant. That's all they had. And we went to another restaurant. I ordered a Reuben sandwich because they didn't have any sodium nitrite in the roast beef. Remember that?
Absolutely. We walked into the first restaurant and
walked
before
out.
The waiter sat us down, you asked about the nitrates in the meat, and they gave you an answer, and we turned around and you said, let's go. We went to the other restaurant.
So just in case you guys think this is all for show with me, it's not. I really practice what I preach. In fact,
but did you really have to smack the maitre d'? That's my question.
Right. Smack him. But I was excited about being on with you guys because I got my weight down where it needs to. We're doing another cover for a book tomorrow, and so I'm looking pretty lean right now. So I was ashamed that I'm not going to be on Skype. I'm going to keep my weight down though. I like being this body fat percentage. I really like having my fat down a little bit lower, especially at 61 years of age now. It's just I don't need to be that heavy anymore. And quite frankly, when you start getting a lot of fat around your midsection, which I didn't have a lot of it, it makes you feel kind of uncomfortable. I don't like doing that. But anyhow, so this week, though, on my show, we had a pastor come on Wednesday. And you guys can listen to it on the archives if you'd like, if you go to healthmasters.com website. And he talked about the satanic cabal that is running pretty much the planet, through the cabal, these Satanists that are actually using the Kabbalah to try to resurrect the serpent god. And I wanted to share this a little bit with you guys. You can listen to the show if you'd like on Wednesday, because he really went into detail in the Old Testament and the New Testament and who these guys were and what God said about them in the Bible. Now remember, we're not just talking about any particular religion here, any particular faith. We're talking about Luciferism. We're talking about Luciferianism. We're talking about, Satanism. And this is systemic through everything. I remember years ago I had a guest on when I was sub-hosting for the Power Hour, Doug, and I'm not going to mention the guy's name, because he did a good job for me and everything else, but he was trying to blame one particular type of religion for who was having all the problems on the planet. I told him it's not true. I said, what we have here is we've got Catholics that are unbelievably perverted. We've got Christians who claim to be Christians and they're not. We've got Muslims who are bad, who do horrible things. We have Jewish people who are bad, who do horrible things. I mean, you've got to look at the Bushes and the Clintons. There's nobody in generalized terms that are doing these things by themselves. It's a systemic problem. When we had Robert David Steele on a few weeks ago, he said that if you had any idea how systemic this is throughout the entire government structure and the hierarchy, it would shock you. And that's what's going on, because we have to understand something. This Kabbalah stuff that these Hollywood people like Madonna practice, this is all Satanism with the worshiping of fallen angels and trying to resurrect the serpent god and bring him up from the pit. I mean, this is a real big mess that we have found ourselves into, and we have to realize that it's systemic throughout our entire society, that they're using the Bank of England, they're using the Vatican, they're using Washington, D.C. as their format, so to speak, to bring hell on earth. And one of the things they're doing, this is why I want to talk about the liver, is they're doing everything they possibly can to poison us. And so it's so important to remember this, that we don't want to be poisoned. Like right now, the CDC has issued an alert. I'm going to read this to you right quick, because I don't normally do this, but I want to do this because this could be another one of these false flags, or it could be real information. But it's so important that we have to talk about this one today. And I wanted it at the beginning of the show. And again, you've got to keep your immune systems strong. There's been a breakout in Tennessee of H7N9 yep. avian flu.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. Thank you.
Oh, this is bad, Doug. I mean, this is one of those. This is one of those bad things. I'm reading to you right from Wikipedia. The H7N9 is a bird flu strain of the species of the flu. And the problem with it, it has a almost 40% death rate associated with human beings. I mean, it says right here, the cumulative total of laboratory confirmed cases since the first epidemic is 1,223, and about 40% of these people have died. So the World Health Organization has identified H7N9 as an unusually dangerous virus for humans. But remember, guys, we know that the boys at Fort Detrick have moved offshore in a lot of their research they've done with these bioweapons. We don't know what these guys are planning. We don't know what they're trying to do. All we know is this. We've got a lot of people out there that are really concerned about this particular one, because the sad part about it is if we don't make ourselves aware of it, it's not going to get any better. Remember what 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
it goes on to say, that's out of the NIV. In the English Standard Bible, it says, while people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. So you get the idea. The reality is this. These Satanists that are running the planet with their pedophilia and who were exposed so clearly with the Podesta emails, with the soul cooking and all the other things they were involved in as part of their worship ceremonies to feed these interdimensional demons that they apparently are trying to strengthen. These guys really don't look at you and me, Doug, Joe, as human beings. They see us as animals, and everything they can do, they try to do to destroy us and to reduce us. They're trying their best to reduce us on the population of the planet, et cetera, et cetera. That's why we can't even be told in the United States, which is crazy to me, they refuse to label genetically modified origins or GMOs. They won't let us know what we're putting into our bodies. And so we have to understand that we have to be vigilant, and we have to stand against this. We have to be taking stuff for our immune system. We have to be taking vitamin D3. We'll talk about that in just a minute. We have to be taking potassium iodide every day, at least 12.5 milligrams. We've got to be taking D3, but you got to take D3 with K2 if you're doing it in high dosing, so it prevents arterial calcification. Plus, you've got to be taking vitamin C every single day. And those are the ones that you use for your immune system, because it's so critical that if they're going to release this bird flu epidemic on us, and the boys at Fort Detrick decided they're going to do something, that we've got to be careful, because they're really talking about it now up in Tennessee, and it could spread very, very quickly. What do you guys think?
Well, I remember in it was either 2014 or 2015, they had to kill 50 million or more birds, chickens, and others because of the same issue. And I know that there had been some of the Tyson chicken plants specifically have been dealing with this for over a few weeks now.
That's right.
And this is always a cause for concern. We're going to have to keep our eye on it.
Well, no, the USDA has issued an update. I mean, this is on the government's website, the United States Department of Agriculture. This is not, if it hadn't been on this update on the government thing, I wouldn't even have brought this up tonight, because I'm not about fear. I don't believe, because we have a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind because we're in Christ Jesus. I'm not about a spirit of fear, but we got to be aware of what's going on. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has issued an update on the highly pathogenic avian influenza that's in Tennessee right now.
And you know, Ted, and I'm sorry, just to back up to what you said, I do believe this is engineered, right? I mean, is that what you're thinking?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to think about this, guys. I mean, yeah. The boys at Fort Detrick, remember back in 1989, I remember Francis Boyle from Harvard helped to pen the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, and they made it illegal, supposedly, which I don't believe. Everything's supposed to be, I don't believe any of that, by the way. It's all a bunch of jargon. You know, they moved a bunch of labs into Africa, and then they started working on Ebola and a bunch of other stuff over there. They did it in Guyana. Or in Guinea, they did it in Liberia, they did it in Sierra Leone and Kenema, and they have, you know, this is a biosafety level 4 facility over here. This is the whole biological weapons warfare work through the CDC, through Tulane. They've been there since 1988. I mean, this is what they're doing. They're working on, you know, killing people with these germs. I mean, look at what happened with Ebola a few years ago. You know, it appeared to have been genetically modified to be airborne to some extent. And the craziest thing is that Sierra Leone had enough of it, and they shut down the Kamanan laboratory. Now, they may have reopened it, and they accused this laboratory of being a front for the CIA through the USAID, which is the United States Agency for International Development, you know, under the supervision of Tulane, and they accuse it of being a front for the CIA, which I'm sure it is, and basically being controlled out of Fort Detrick. So these boys who get involved in this weapons research, these guys are playing for blood. They're trying to see how many people they can kill. These are biological organisms that they're basically altering and changing to try to kill human beings with it. And I personally believe that this avian flu is so toxic and so bad. I mean, this is the bad one that we've been talking about that we hope never gets here. And now it's here, and it's in Tennessee. So we need to really be praying and binding this stuff. You know, let's pray right now. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, these guys can do whatever they want to do, but we have power through prayer, power through your word, and you can do anything you want us to do, Father, because all things are possible through you. Father, I bind this stuff right now that doesn't get a foothold, it doesn't start spreading, and it stays isolated, and they can get it under control. Right now, Father, I believe that in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And see, we have to understand that we have authority in prayer to control this stuff, but we have to be aware of it to pray for it. And that's why I want you guys to agree with me on that, because this could be a bad one, because, you know, 30-40% mortality rates, that'd take a big chunk of the population of the planet down very, very quick. By the way, scientists have now... Go ahead.
Ted, if I can jump in here. We have about a minute and a half before the break. But from your medical expertise, wouldn't there be a much quicker way to release a bioweapon?
Sarin nerve gas. I mean, they don't have to use bioweapons. They could just do what they did, you know, to the Kurds when they did that beta test on that over Iraq. They could just fly over the house, you know, with their, whatever they wanted to, a couple hundred feet, and just middle of the night release sarin nerve gas, or even the middle of the day. Nobody could do anything about it because you'd be dead so fast. I mean, so they could do that. But you know, think about this too. You know, also, guys, maybe this is kind of a genetics test. Maybe this is a genetics test to see who the strong people are and let them survive, let them continue to reproduce on the planet. You know, to make better slaves out of those people. See what they can do from a DNA standpoint. All of this stuff is DNA testing. Remember, what we are, and this is so important, we're just basically a step-up transformer through our DNA, an interdimensional interface, so to speak, to God and to His dimension. I mean, we're a spiritual being experiencing a physical existence in this skin suit we're in. We're so much more than what we realize that we are, because we're literally created in the image of God according to the book of Genesis. And we have to understand what and who we are. You know, we're not... This is why these demons, these interdimensional entities, these fallen angels, whatever you want to call them, that's why they hate us so much, because, you know, God chose us as that vessel.
You're absolutely right. Ted, we're up against the break. We'll pick up right here when we come back. Folks, you're listening to Dr. Ted Brewer on this edition of the Hagman Report. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
These uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Bird flu, keep an eye on that. That's what we were talking about right before the break. Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com, he's our guest. Tremendous products, by the way. We live with them. Probably could not live well without them. I would urge everyone to go to healthmasters.com. Using the coupon code DUG10, shop for liver support as well as GHI cleanse. Before we get back to Dr. Brower, I want to mention that, again, we had Michael Terrell last Wednesday. Folks, go back and listen to that hour. Holy cow. But I want to say this, that music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. It's got the power to bring a tear to the eye or quiet the racing mind. Music has also the power to heal and has been used through the ages to treat things like depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve chronic pain, reduce stress, and even cure diseases. That's right. And now musician and author Michael Terrell has created Whole Tones, the healing frequency music projects. These frequencies were studied in the music of King David and believed to have an astounding healing effect. Now you can benefit from this revitalized ancient healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home, your car, your office, wherever you might be at. Folks, it's a new year. Moving quickly, but reward yourself with the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample. That's right, free sample of this music so that you can bring benefiting right away. Support this show. Go to wholetones.com. Actually, wholetoneslive.com. That's wholetoneslive.com and get a free sample of these soothing, relaxing, revitalizing musical tones. Go to the URL. WholeTonesLive.com today for your free sample. That is WholeTones Live, LIVE, all smushed together, .com, WholeTonesLive.com. Dr. Ted Brower is our guest.
And just a quick note before we get right back with Dr. Ted. This Sunday, both my dad and I will be hosting Dave Hodges' The Common Sense Show from 8 to 11 right here on Global Star Radio Network. And we got a great show lined up for you. So don't forget. Again, Sunday we will be guest hosting the Common Sense Show. Ted, let's get right back into it.
Oh, real quick, the Whole Tone stuff from a theoretical standpoint really is a great product, and here's why. You know, the Nazis actually changed, you know, different frequencies that we have in the music. I guess he may have covered this, and it creates agitation in human beings. Because remember, our body is fine-tuned when we become a Christian, when we accept Jesus Christ and His Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes within us and it re-changes our frequency. It lines us up with God's frequency. It's like taking a tuning fork with a B flat and taking another tuning fork with a B flat. You tap them together and it's perfect harmony. That's what God wants with us. He wants to be in harmony with us. He wants to be synchronistic with us. He wants to have synchronicity. And if you don't have that, what happens is this. It's like having a B flat and an F sharp. If you tap one, tap the other, you start getting a wah, 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 wah sound because you're not in frequency or in sync. That's why when you have things like Whole Tones, when you deal with the actual correct frequency of music, it's a lot healthier for you to listen to that. I mean, it really is. I'm not endorsing that product, but they're one of Doug's sponsors. And so if they're one of Doug's sponsors, they're supporting the show. And so you guys should at least give them a try and see how it works, because I would love to try some of that stuff myself and listen to it. Cause I'm a big promoter of music. I love music, especially the easy listening music that's really good and builds your spirit. By the way, scientists are now pinpointing how vitamin D may help clear amyloid plaques found in Alzheimer's. Now, what's interesting about this is a team of academic researchers has identified that the intracellular mechanisms, Doug, regulated by D3 may actually help clear the brain of amyloid beta, the main component of plaques associated with Alzheimer's disease. Now, what's also interesting about this, remember, when you don't have sufficient, if you have NAGylase in your system, you basically strip off the macrophages and they can't use D3 from an immune system standpoint. We did a show on that a few years ago with you. And that's one of the causes, I believe, and Dr. Gonzalez thought the same thing, of autism. Now, what's interesting about all of this stuff, this is a neurological disease, this Alzheimer's, and now we're starting to see that vitamin D is playing a critical role in keeping the brain clear. The other day, we tried to send some of our vitamin D over to Germany. And for all of our German listeners tonight, you know, it's very difficult to do that because our vitamin D is 10,000 IUs along with K2, which is very important. You put the K2 at that high of a dosing because you only have to take like three of them a week. But what ends up happening is the German government, the European Union, once again seized our shipment of vitamin D, saying that it was not allowable through the European Union. Now, what's crazy about all this is, Doug, it's an essential nutrient. Your body has to have it. So why are they trying to restrict the amount of vitamin D that we're allowed to take? Why are they telling us that certain nutrients can't be used in Europe? We saw the same thing happen with our prostate support for men, which keeps guys from having to get up in the middle of the night and use the bathroom. I mean, they don't want us to bring that product into Europe or into Germany either. Because why? Because the globalists are being run by these cabalists who are trying to destroy the planet, turn everything upside down, and create an evil hell, basically, on this planet to bring their serpent god out of the pit. So, guys, listen to me for a second. It's so important that you get enough vitamin D in your diet every single day, or at least take a supplement for it. By the way, there's several of the worst vaccines you need to avoid. Number one, we've talked about these repeatedly, is the Gardasil shot. The Gardasil shot actually causes premature ovarian failure in a lot of ladies, including death in a lot of young girls. It's been bad. The anthrax vaccine, the MMR, which we know is directly linked to autism, the swine flu vaccine, be careful with the polio vaccine, the flu shot, which contains so much mercury, it's ridiculous. That's 250 micrograms of mercury in just one jab. And so be very, very careful with all of these different types of vaccines, and make sure you do research before you let your children have vaccines, and make sure that you think about the side effects of these different types of chemicals. Because remember, you're putting this stuff directly into the bloodstream, and then the liver's got to deal with it again. So it's so important that you stay away from things that you think may hurt you, so always clear it with your physician. And if you don't have a physician who's willing to take a real hard look at vaccinations and make it, I mean, in a real, how should I say this, a realistic look at vaccinations, guys, I suggest you pretty much get a different physician who's going to be more health-oriented. Because remember, you know, according to one of the top book writers in the country, he says that the average life expectancy of most medical doctors is around 57 years of age. Now, guys, that just doesn't tell me a whole lot. I mean, it tells me that either they're working themselves to death, they're eating themselves to death, or they're injecting themselves to death, or they're stressing themselves to death at a very young age. And regardless of what's the cause of the death, you just got to kind of reevaluate whether you want to listen to them. I know Linus Pauling, with his two Nobel Prizes, one of them was in vitamin C, he basically worked until his 90s when all these other doctors that had brouhaha'd him and said, ha-ha, you're nuts. You know, when he got his first Nobel Prize on vitamin C, he basically outlived them all, Doug and Joe, because he was taking so much vitamin C every single day, which is absolutely critical to maintain your skin texture, keep you getting wrinkles, keep you from getting a gut and your skin stretching out and saggy skin under your arms. It does so much with vitamin C every single day. By the way, manganese is critical too for women who are trying to get pregnant. You have to realize that manganese is essential in a lot of foods in order to make them seedless, like watermelons, when they basically do their little genetic modification on these and they graft them, etc. They limit the amount of manganese that this, that the food puts out. So you have seedless watermelons, seedless grapes, all of this, which also limits the amount of manganese that's in the food. And women who are trying to get pregnant need to be eating a lot of different seed fruits and making sure they have sufficient quantities of manganese in their diet. Now, here's the thing I want to talk about in detail tonight. Autoimmune diseases. This is, we're talking all about all kinds of stuff now. We're talking about cancer, autoimmune diseases, infections, certain types of diabetes, inflammatory bowel disease. This goes on and on and on. Lupus. What we're looking at now are different supplements that can be used for inflammatory autoimmune disease. And again, what we find is turmeric is one of the best things that you can do with autoimmune diseases because it really helps to reduce inflammation in the body. And they also say that vitamin D is incredibly important to prohibit pro-inflammatory processes. What they're talking about are cytokine storms in the body, which cause massive inflammation. So they're saying that vitamin D is so important for that. Omega-3 fats, flax seeds are so important. You can read this whole article. It's by Ray Sahilian, MD, and he goes and he does a good job on this. Omega-3 fats and also omega and flaxseed oils. And then he says green tea. He says green tea protects rats against autoimmune arthritis by modulating disease-related immune events. Now, what I like about this, this is what's in my purple sticks. Now, it doesn't say coffee, because coffee doesn't do that. Coffee elevates cortisol and can cause inflammation. But the green tea does a great job, and I did have half a purple stick tonight. He also says melatonin. I always recommend people take melatonin if they're over the age of 40. It's absolutely essential if you're over 50, because he said it helps to reduce the severity of the autoimmune diseases. Also, alpha-lipoic acid is effective in the prevention and treatment of this. And by the way, the alpha-lipoic acid is also in my liver support product. He says it's very, very important. It's a neuroprotective metabolic antioxidant that has been shown to cross the blood-brain barrier. Rosacea in women is linked with increase of autoimmune diseases, and all these different nutrients may help that. But I'm not going to continue to read this because he also talks about Hashimoto's disease, type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, inflammatory bowel disease, all of these different types of things that people have. You can go, if you have an autoimmune disease, you can go read his article on this, and I really recommend the read because it's really, really well written and it's well documented. You guys have any comments on that? Joe and Doug.
You know, not to switch subjects here, there's something I wanted to bring up with you, Ted, and about the vaccines. There are new challenges that parents are facing with the mandatory vaccinations that schools are presenting, and different states are implementing these differently, and they've always been there, but you used to be able to get exemptions for religious or health purposes. And they're abandoning that in some states. And I don't have the report in front of me that I read the other day. But what they're doing is narrowing the ability for parents to back out of getting their child vaccinated if they want to keep them in the public school system. And then they're clamping down on the homeschooling. And that's very dangerous, especially with the constant new studies that are coming up showing that vaccines have different that are filled with different things, toxins that will cause health problems almost instantly to developing health problems down the road. And that's a big concern and should be a big concern for everybody. And while we're talking about this, there was a report yesterday about, and I don't know if you were going to get to this, Ted, but about glyphosate. And it caught my attention because of the show that you did.
You mentioned that earlier, but I'm not sure the context in which, I don't think you mentioned that, the context you're bringing up.
The headline, and there's been a few different variations, but Monsanto and the EPA have been lying to us for years about Roundup, and Monsanto has come out, there has been a new lawsuit regarding cover-up and collusion inside the EPA and Monsanto. Monsanto is fighting to keep the glyphosate in their product, as new studies are coming out showing that This is causing significant health issues, as you pointed out. But I don't know if you saw
No, I saw the article. In fact, I reported it on my show today. We went into detail with it because we talk about glyphosate all the time. Remember, glyphosate's Roundup. That's what it is. It's basically a, it's a non-specific herbicide. It kills pretty much anything that's green. It doesn't kill some things, but it does kill anything that's green. But the nuttiest thing about this stuff is that, you know, it doesn't care what it is. It's going to kill it. And the sad part about this is that people don't understand that this is a very, very toxic compound to the liver. It's it causes multiple cancers. I remember I read you guys an article on a show, probably a year ago now, in which Gary Null had gone in and petitioned the CDC through the Freedom of Information Act to force Monsanto to release information that it had done on the original testing of glyphosate. And it was linked to up towards a dozen different cancers that were caused in human beings by glyphosate. And so it's one of the most toxic compounds ever put into our food supply. I mean, think about this for a second. I mean, Jane Goodall, the one who did all the research with the monkey, she said this is still hard to believe that we're using poisons on our food to grow our food. I mean, it doesn't make any sense why we would do this to our livers. And that's what, again, there's so much. So if you're not eating organic, you've got to be on a liver cleanse program. You have to take care of your liver because your liver is just being bombarded with glyphosate. It's incredibly toxic to the body. And again, I don't use it in the yard anymore. What I did is I went to one of these box warehouses and I got some pool salt. You can buy it for like 40-pound bag for like $5. And I use salt now to kill weeds. You know, we have a driveway and we get weeds in the driveway here in Florida. You got to deal with it constantly. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's crazy. I mean, this is year round down here. In fact, the winter is even worse than some summertimes because of the, well, not necessarily worse because sometimes in the summertime it rains a lot more. But what ends up happening is, I mean, the salt will kill the weeds almost immediately as fast as glyphosate will, but it doesn't kill the environment. It gets reabsorbed back into the earth. But glyphosate is something you've got to stay away from, and you have to be eating organic because it is unbelievably poisonous with all the different cancers. But yes, the article did show that the CDC and Monsanto were colluding, and that Monsanto was actually penning and writing some of his own research articles that were completely bogus. It was ridiculous. And then one of the CDC's or the FDA's, I can't remember what her name was, but I'll pull it up in just a second. She actually wrote a letter. She was dying, and she was one of the top researchers, and she was dying. And she actually wrote and pleaded with her colleagues to please stop covering up glyphosate and its toxic side effects. I mean, guys, think about this stuff. Yeah, this is a really poisonous mess.
And this article says that the CEO of Monsanto, Hugh Grant, says that numerous regulatory agencies have assessed glyphosate and all of them found glyphosate to be safe. But the article goes on to say, to list different things that happen that are related to harm from glyphosate-based products, from neurotoxicity, liver disease, thyroid disorders, birth defects, tests and sperm damage, cancer, leukemia, I'm sorry, lymphoma, destruction of gut bacteria, and numerous other diseases and autism-related symptoms. So,
no,
I mean,
that's exactly right. And see, the sad part about this is that when this happens, you know, people aren't relating it back to glyphosate. They're acting like it's from something else. In fact, here's a letter right here. And it says, a heartbreaking letter from dying EPA scientist begs Monsanto moles inside of the agency to stop lying about the dangers of glyphosate. And her letter goes on. I'll read you part of it because it gets kind of technical. It says, since I left the agency with cancer, she's dead now. She wrote this before she died. I've studied the tumor processes extensively, and I have some mechanism comments on which may be very valuable based on my decades of pathology experience, and I'll pick one chemical to demonstrate my points. She was glyphosate. And she starts talking about how it kills us, how it causes cancer, how it causes free radical, how it damages the DNA, how it binds up calcium, zinc, magnesium to make foods deficient for essential nutrients, how it binds up, you know, how it kills gut bacteria, how it causes kidney and pancreas damage. I mean, she starts listing everything. And she goes, previously concluded the glyphosate was a possible human carcinogen. Well, now we know that it is a carcinogen. And this is a kidney pathology of animal studies would lead to tumors with other mechanisms listed above. And then she goes, she writes this letter to Jess, and she goes, Jess, you and I have argued many times, and you know that the topics outside of your knowledge, which is unethical, you argue about topics outside of your expertise, which is unethical. And then she goes on to say that basically we've got to stop doing this, and we have to start telling the people the truth about how they're being poisoned by glyphosate. And the MIT researcher, Joe, a couple of years ago, he came out and he said that by 2025, and he was listing it all due to glyphosate, that 50% of the population is going to have autism of the children. I mean, and he was specifically blaming glyphosate for this because of what it does to the brain, to the liver, and everything else. But of course, we know it's much more systemic than that. It has to do with the immunizations. It has to deal with the GMOs. It has to deal with NAGLase. You know, the whole thing with the problems with, you know, with autism now is such a broad thing. It's so many different things are causing this autistic spectrum disorder. It's like we talked about earlier. Why in the world are these guys that are running the planet, these Kabbalists, these Luciferians, why in the world do they want to do this to us? Well, again, I mentioned again earlier, they don't consider us to be human beings. They don't consider us to be that. They consider us to be soulless creatures. And they really believe that, you know, it doesn't make any difference how many of us they kill. It's kind of like if you have a bunch of ants, you know, in your backyard and you go out with a can of Raid and you spray the ants and you kill a bunch of ants, you don't lament that at the middle of the night, lie around and crying going, I cannot believe that I've killed these ants. You're thinking, I'm glad the ants are gone. That's how they look at us. You say, well, they wouldn't do that. What do you think those chemtrails are? What do you think the chemtrails are? They're spraying us like stinking bugs. I mean, this week we had a couple of days without chemtrails, and I was, you know, basically doing a dance here. I was so happy. But on a regular basis, though, we get deluged with chemtrails and poisons in the atmosphere every single day. And remember, guys, before Trump took office, I said, we will find out who's really in charge if the chemtrails stop. This deep state is so entrenched with Donald Trump and basically in running and ruling the planet that they really don't care who's in the White House because the deep state never changes. These are the same guys, these Kabbalists, these Luciferians, the pedophiles. That's why people like Session or people who want to try to go in there and get clean out the Podesta mess and the pedophile mess in Washington, D.C., they're immediately silenced, they're sanctioned, they're censored, they're gotten rid of, they're impeached. And, you know, they're doing their best now. I mean, Hillary Clinton is saying that she wants to get Donald Trump impeached so that Mike Pence can take over the White House because he's predictable. I guess it's because Donald Trump's unpredictable, I guess. But we need to realize that from a prayer standpoint, we need to be uplifting Donald Trump and hoping that he realizes he's swimming with the sharks in D.C. I mean, he's like a 6-foot-tall human being in the ocean in the Pacific, 100 miles offshore, on a life raft, surrounded by 20-foot great whites. That's what he's in. And he's trying his best just to survive this, what he's got himself into, without having him or his family or whatever killed or maimed or sudden jet crash or poisoned or shot or whatever. I mean, we saw the deep state do this with Kennedy. So what's interesting to me about all of this stuff is that Trump, I believe, is a good man. I don't believe he's not involved in this Kabbalah mess. But I do believe he's got a lot of people that he has put into key positions, especially the ones from Goldman Sachs. I mean, if I was going to use a specific address for the headquarters of Lucifer, Inc. in the United States, I would give the address out of the Goldman Sachs headquarters in Washington, D.C. And yes, I'm not using that as hyperbole. I'm serious about that. That is one evil place. And Donald has to realize that there's just some things he just probably didn't need to do, but maybe he did it, Doug and Joe, because they had that meeting with him and they said, you know, we'll let you do this, this, and this, but you try to do this, this, and this, you're going to have a problem. I don't know. But he needs to get rid of all these people that are disloyal to him. By the way, back to the nutrition articles. I know we're almost out of time on this segment. Why the war on salt is so dangerous. You know, we have really good salt in our website at Health Masters. I'm not talking about table salt, not like Morton. I wouldn't use that because a lot of those types of processed salts have aluminum triskelate added as an anti-caking agent. I would never use those salts. But you need to realize the relation between sodium and blood pressure is inconsistent and from a clinical standpoint really is insubstantial. Furthermore, some researchers have said that a low salt diet can actually worsen cardiovascular disease and raise than lower the risk for early death among patients who have a high risk of heart disease. In addition, lowering salt intake can also cause a decrease in insulin sensitivity, causing syndrome X, which can make you gain a lot of body fat in the middle and have an adverse effect on blood lipids or blood fats. And so what we have to understand is that good salt is absolutely important to use every time you get a chance. I use it probably 3 or 4 times a day. I make sure I get at least 1 to 2 grams of salt every single day in my diet. What do you guys think about that, Joe and Doug?
Hey, I bought 5 pounds from you. That stuff's good. I did.
It is good, isn't it?
And yeah, and this is, I don't know, it was several months back. And yeah, I mean, it is different than average table salt.
And here, I just came on the article, Joe, that you brought up a minute ago. It says the plaintiffs in U.S. lawsuit say that Monsanto ghost wrote the Roundup studies. Unbelievable. And let me stop here for one thing with Monsanto. This is something else. Years ago, when 60 Minutes actually tried to tell the truth, because at one time they did, 20, 30 years ago, they actually did a show on aspartame, which is caused, you know, which is another Monsanto product. It's originally by GD Searle, now it's Monsanto, because it causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. It does all of this stuff. We've talked about it in length. This is diet sodas on the show, because there's an aspartic acid component of aspartame, and there's an aspartic acid receptor site in the brain, which releases dopamine. And this is why so many people get so addicted to diet sodas, to the point they will fight you rather than not drink their diet sodas. But it also eats holes in the brain. And what was interesting is 60 Minutes came in, and these Monsanto guys, they came in and they had like 100 clinical studies that said that aspartame was safe. And the correspondent, I think it was Leslie Stahl at the time, she looked at them and she goes, "But you paid for all of these studies. Do you have any studies that say this product is safe that you didn't pay for?" And they couldn't produce a one, Doug and Joe. Couldn't produce a one. So that's the same thing that we see with the glyphosate studies with Monsanto. And I remember years ago, there was a show called The Investigators on Channel 13. It was a Fox affiliate. And what ended up happening is they had a big program that they had produced on the bovine growth hormone, which is also another Monsanto product. It's like the corporation from hell. And they were talking about all of the side effects of both bovine growth hormone. And they came in and they told them, this is on Channel 13 in Tampa, that they would not be allowed to air the report, period. They never got to air it. And I remember I was on the Kathy Fountain Show. This is me personally, not Ted Brewer. I was on the Kathy Fountain Show back in the 90s. And we had a huge market share, 37% market share of all the Tampa Bay counties. It was one of the biggest shows she's ever done. And she said that she brought me back in 6 months later to do another show because they had such a huge response. And I was doing it on the top 10 foods never to eat. And she said, "Well, we could talk about everything, but we can't talk about aspartame again." Because basically Monsanto had contacted them because they were producing all these diet sodas and diet coke, everybody had contacted them, that if we talked about how bad aspartame was, that they would pull their sponsorship and they would no longer buy ad time from the station. And I was censored, Doug. That's me, Ted Brewer, personally. I was censored, and I was told I could speak about anything I wanted to speak about, Joe, but I could not talk about aspartame on that show, and I couldn't do it that day. And Kathy was so upset. She's no longer on the air, but I remember how mad she was that day after her show had gotten censored. And right after, that's when the investigator's report had gotten censored. And you guys can look that up online on the investigators on detail on the Bovine Growth Hormone.
And that's a very common thing. People don't understand to a lot of degree how people are censored by going after sponsors. We're up against our top of the hour break. We'll be right back with Dr. Ted Brewer on this St. Patrick's Day. Don't go anywhere.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. But what Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bing, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid. when other power sources aren't available. Anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night, go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks, Pro Flowers, and Casper Mattress, and some of the bigger companies out there? Would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can. It's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link and go ahead and read the benefits what we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.